You thinking of buying or selling a house? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come and hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. Follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in Bricks Real Estate, and you can see upcoming events, listings, or watch us record live most Tuesdays. Today, we're going to be talking about the summer market of 2019. I think this market is painting itself out to be a pretty darn good market from where it could have been. Based on what we were seeing last fall. In studio with me today, I have Lily Hollenkamp and Chad Preby. Thank you so much for coming in. And we're going to just break down this market a little bit.
Sounds good.
I know you were out, Libby, on showings. Well, I was fishing over the 4th of July weekend.
You guys.
Well, somebody's got to work.
I know. That's me. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. Yeah. It wasn't highly active. We haven't had a ton of new listings coming on just before the holiday, as most people that I'm talking to that are gearing up to sell are waiting until just after.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I have three that I'm holding off or held off on and going to be putting them on the market this week because, you know, 4th of July, as we say, when you're not in your routines or in front of screens, you know, buyers aren't going to be buying.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
even serious buyers were out fishing, guys.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. However, if you are the buyer that happens to be around town on a holiday weekend, you can capture some slower activity potentially. So,
for sure.
So summer market, it's could have definitely been a lot worse based on what we were seeing last October, November, December. I mean, we were seeing showing activity down 25-30% over the same time the previous year. And now we're basically right on pace with where we were last year. And this was due to the interest rates that were up around that 5% mark. During that time of year, and it was just slow. It was very hard to get anything to move. But luckily, during December, we saw those rates slowly start to slide back. And you know, I think the spring market, once the snow kind of cleared a little bit, really kicked into gear. I actually think we had a late spring market this year.
I would agree. Yeah. It was a slower start for sure.
Because March and April, which tend to be the very, very fast months, just weren't quite as fast.
Right.
I think we ended up peaking late April or May this year, where I think last year was more like early April. So
it doesn't help it snowed, 18 inches or something like that?
It's April. Still into April, yeah.
Right,
That's definitely affected.
The snowiest February on record or something like that. Well, yeah, and then we had the water issue after water issue
with that
melting. But yeah, I mean, so the market kicked in. It started moving very quickly. We kind of had this condensed spring market. And, you know, we cleared the 4th of July holiday. Now, traditionally, we're going to see the market slow down. And we've been tracking since that late April that the market has been easing. And that's tracking in the median price range, you know, between 200,000 and 400,000. That activity is slowing down in comparison to last year. Now, activity slowing down, that's the showings per listing per week, which we talk about a lot on the show, doesn't necessarily mean prices are subsiding by any means, as it was slightly slower. We're just talking about homes maybe being on the market for a couple extra days before they sell. One of the things that you see during this time of year is that inventory increasing, right? There's more and more homes that are sitting out there longer. I mean, I've been out before the show. We were talking about the 9-day homes or 12, 15-day homes on the market. And if you were listening to this show, you know, a couple months back, we were talking about, you know, 3 days. 2 or 3 days.
It's a big difference.
Definitely very welcome. I've got a number of buyers right now that have been looking, and I've been telling them, just wait till after the 4th of July and start, you know, hitting it hard as far as looking and narrowing in your search, and let's get ready to write some offers, because it's not going to be as harsh.
Well, yeah, it's being that smart home buyer. You know, we talk about this in the classes and in the book. It's, you know, don't be the emotional rush mess that gotta buy a home, gotta buy it now. That's going to end poorly in one of many different ways. We talk about that butcher or shotgun approach to this process. And so, yeah, holding back.
Yeah. Well, and that just feels messy and uncomfortable for the buyer mainly. I mean, I know as an agent, I can still make it all happen and put the pieces together, but I'm huge on educating my clients at the very beginning about the preparation and what steps are involved and what it looks like from start to finish, so that they're prepared. You know, sometimes a buyer comes in and they're like, "I saw a house, I love it, da da da," but are they ready? You know, you have to send that earnest money very quickly, and being prepared for all the expenses that are involved in, you know, examining the house and making sure that everything's right with it before you proceed into that actually purchasing phase.
Well, and I think a lot of sellers like a market to be just a little easier too. I mean, how often when we're in a market like this do you get that multiple offer, or maybe it's not multiple offer, maybe it's one offer, and you get that day one or day two? What does the seller want to do? Right. They want to wait and see if anything else comes in because their neighbor got multiple offers. Mm-hmm. Well, that can be dangerous because now they you know, maybe the activity isn't there for mm-hmm. their place, and they do have a good offer in hand. And so giving the market a little time to show where it's actually at for a particular property, I think sellers appreciate that as well, to be not as pressured. That can be a lot of stress too, to get ready for 25 showings in 2 days.
For sure.
And plus go out and try to find a new house too, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And even for properties that may be on a little longer, it can still be a stressful situation. You know, I only have a month. Right. You know, before closing, and I don't have a place.
Well, and that's where it's so critical to plan at the very beginning, starting that conversation, that very first conversation with the lender. What does my personal situation look like? What is the best strategy for me to do this, you know, to buy as well as I can buy, to sell at top dollar, to navigate through this just right so that all the puzzle pieces fit? And it doesn't have to be hectic and crazy and stressful. A lot of buyers can buy non-contingent, sometimes even move and get out of their space and allow, you know, depending on home situations, children, pets, the life gets crazy and showings are not convenient. And so I have some buyers that choose to move and then have their home staged and let the house sell. And, you know, if you do it just right, it doesn't need to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. Probably upwards of 70% of my sellers are doing it that way, right? They're locking in on a home, getting out of that house, yep, moving everything, and then stage it up.
Right.
It's a small price to pay in terms of some of the pieces of the puzzle, you know, if you are staging or something, but it also makes the house look its very, very best and brightest. All the right, you know, odors and feel and everything to it is just right, and it presents with the best foot forward.
Well, timing the market, and we'll get into this a little bit more in the next segment, but timing the market can be important. So we know that this between 4th of July and Labor Day can be a slower time for a listing, but a better time for buying. So, you know, if you are out there, hey, this might be the time to be looking to lock in on a house at a good rate, right? While getting your place ready. So maybe you close on it in August or whatever, and then you move everything out, and then you put your house on the market as the market gets good in the fall market time. So timing things, because there you can really capture some good fluctuation. We'll talk about that when we come back. I got a second here. That you can capture this fluctuation of upwards of 5 to 10% if you time things right. And depending on the brackets you're buying in, that can be a lot of money.
Absolutely.
You know, buying something for 5% less and selling yours for maybe 5 to 10% more, you can really get some money there. So yeah, we're going to talk more about this, how to approach this as a buyer when we come back from our break. If you have any questions, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. 1019. We'll be right back.
My clothing is falling apart. My stuff's in a van. I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending. And the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
My clothing is falling apart. My stuff's in a van. I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending. And the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about the summer market 2019 and how things are rolling along. We're discussing how you can potentially capture a lower price if you're buying out there right now and getting yourself ready to capture a higher price, preparing your house for sale for that fall market time. You know, but not everybody's in that situation. You have people that are out there, they're on the market right now, they need to sell right now. I mean, it's not like things are bad, it's just they're a little quieter. So what do you do? How do you keep your property fresh when you're out there on the market and during this time of year? Well, the key is, I think, you know, putting on new photos, rotating photo order, doing something what's called a cancel relist, take it off the market, put it back on, change it up, keep it fresh, because we know that that activity dies after 14 to 30 days if you're not kind of keeping things looking fresh.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as far as, you know, upkeep, summer upkeep, especially if you're in a situation where you did buy and now you're trying to sell and you're not living there, that lawn needs to be cut. Those weeds right. need to be pulled. Otherwise, you're looking no better than those foreclosure properties people right. are walking into.
Curb appeal, first impressions, yeah. it's everything in your listing.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, where does the showing begin when somebody pulls up? It's at the curb.
Absolutely.
Right? And so you got to make your place look nice. You know, pay attention. This is the time of year. If you are at home and you got little kiddos running around, to pick up those toys in the backyard, to clean up that sandbox, to make it look good. Store those things away in totes or put them in the garage. Clean up after your dog.
Yep.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we get plenty of exposure to the bombs while we're out there, right?
Yeah, the VA loan where the appraiser called that out. The dog, you know, stuff cleaned up. That was part of the subject too on the appraisal. So that is important. I know, you know, for me personally, buying anything, right, whether you're buying a car or furniture or, you know, more importantly, your house, you know, one of the largest investments you'll ever make, I'm looking at stuff like that. You know, how is the house taken care of? Hmm. You know, and on the loan side, I talk to people about that too. And you brought up a good point, Libby, where, you know, people can go non-contingent, but you also got to remember, you know, we got to still keep up that property. That property has to be marketable. So, and I wanted to key on one thing too is, you know, people that go non-contingent, they don't realize sometimes, and this all comes down to being educated, talking to your loan officer or your, you know, your realtor that knows stuff like recasting, you know. You don't have to make that or put that huge down payment down on that new house knowing that you're going to sell, right, non-contingent, where you're going to have a cash flow to then put down and recast that mortgage. So, you know, that opens up opportunity because a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm buying up whatever. I want to make sure to put that 20% down. I don't want to pay that PMI. Mm-hmm. Well, you can still put 5% down, selling, you know, you sell your house non-contingent, come in and put the remaining 15% down, drop that PMI.
You know? I got a client doing that right now, and it's just I see it all just working so nicely for him, and I'm super excited.
Yeah. So, but it goes down to being educated.
The recast is an awesome. Absolutely awesome option. And yeah, not having to pay dual closing costs and all that jazz
right.
Going that route.
Right.
So we're talking about these good rates. I mean, we have rates that are down below 4 right now. I mean, that's awesome.
Phenomenal.
That is absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, as a buyer out there, take advantage of this. As a seller out there, this is what's driving the market. Right. You know, I know it's tough to pull away from the 2 months of nice weather that we get, but this can be a good time to be out there as a buyer. If you stopped searching during the spring market, you know, this is definitely a time to potentially look at re-engaging, okay? Because, you know, Libby, you were talking about the buyers and their leases.
I have a number of them right now who, and even earlier in the year, like they were getting frustrated. People did have to re-sign another lease. They did have to step back into that rental position, and they didn't want to. And they recognize that rates are really great right
now. That lease roulette we talk about,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And the opportunity is here to still take advantage of that. I have a number of clients who are actually paying to just buy out of their lease and break it early, even though it's, you know, whatever their penalty is, it's worth it. There's a lot of value to lock into that lower rate when you're looking at a 30-year term and, you know, under 4% is amazing. It's still a wonderful time to buy. So, you know, figuring out what your personal finances are, again, starting with that conversation with the lender and your agent and planning and preparing, just figuring out how you can make it work to potentially still move and, you know, yeah, there's a little price to pay, but it's in the long term.
Well, and if you're approaching your end of lease right now, we get this a lot, which is the phone call that's something like this. Hey, my lease is up in 2 months, and I'm looking to buy a house. Too bad, so sad. It's not going to work. If you do this, it's most likely going to be done wrong, right? You're not going to give yourself enough opportunity to find truly what is the right home. you're going to be rushed into the wrong one.
Far too often that happens.
Right. And this is that phone call we hear about that, you know, the last time somebody purchased, that's their complaint.
I rushed into it. I felt pressured into it.
Right.
And sadly enough, it was like a year ago, 2 years ago, right? And so they're moving only after a year or 2 years, and that's because they bought the wrong house.
And, yep. Again, like you said, planning and preparation and being rushed, it's do it the right way and have the conversations early and get educated. And
right. I like to say, you know, at a minimum, give yourself 4 months, preferably six.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's and fine, even start that conversation with your agent or loan officer, even if it's a year.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Because what you think might be a year and is a long time, in the time of real estate, that's not a long time, depending on how things pan out,
right.
Especially if you're dealing with selling a house, too.
For sure.
You know, I have many second-time buyers, so they have a place to sell, where, you know, that search goes on for 2 years
right.
To find that right place. And the reason being is people would, wow, take 2 years to find a house. It can take 2 years to find the right house. That's the key, right?
Absolutely.
The house that really meets a person's needs. You know, when you're buying that second home, you're not in that rush that you were to buy that first one. You want to check those boxes, all those things that you want that are different.
Right.
You know, that, hey, I want to get this out of the house. I mean, realistically, the time of real estate is, you know, that you start that conversation with a loan officer, and maybe it takes, you know, a week, a few days, or 2 months, depending on what your situation is, where your credit's at, where you want things to be at. You know, there's all sorts of products out there to take advantage of people's need or want to rush, right? Mortgage products that are out there. But do you know how much money you can save if you just take a little time?
Right.
Far more than some flash sale-y, you know, instant approval trying to just take advantage of your emotions, right?
Right.
You take a little time and your loan officer says, hey, if you pay down this card, $500, that's probably going to boost your credit, which then is going to drop your interest rate to here. Or maybe it would qualify you for this type of loan instead of this type of loan, which is going to save you this much over time.
Those are conversations we love to have.
Right.
You know, one thing that came to mind too is being that the rates are low, someone that maybe a little cash poor, maybe they don't have that down payment they want or whatever the case is, we can do what we call premium pricing. You know, you have that par rate, you jump the rate up a little bit and you can pay for some of their closing costs. So rather than going to the seller, asking the seller to pay, we can build that into the rate and still get a very competitive rate for them with a lower payment. So there's a lot of things for me as a loan officer and my partner, Eric, that we want to talk to people about because everybody has a different situation,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and not everybody knows their credit. You know, you think you maybe have a 700 and you have a 680. You know, that 680 to 700 or 720 can make a big difference on your buying power because the interest rate's different.
Yeah, taking time on that loan can save you, kid you not, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest if you know what you're doing. So
yeah,
spending a little time being early, starting that process early, so even if you're a year out. Yeah, if you have any questions for us after the show, you want to dive into the loan stuff more, you're thinking about making a move, buying or selling, you want some help, or just have a question, give us a call. 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Or you can email us at support@brickstwincities.com. We'll be back next week.